Uzi, big Uzi, put new duds in your washing machine. Finest duds you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. Big Uzi does everything.
The new Duds brings you Road of Life. Can't imagine getting lost in your neighborhood store, but you know, lots of ladies do get lost there trying to find the right soap for dishes.
Not me. When I get the new Dove for my laundry, I know I've got the right soap for dishes, too.
And you've discovered Dove does everything in the dishpan, too. From fast action on greasy pans to wonderful care of hands.
Right. With Dove in the house, I know I don't have to bother with an extra soap just for dishes.
What is it you like most about Dove in the dishpan?
Well, first off, I like those big, bouncing suds that Duds makes.
Oh, they're real soap suds. Why, Duds actually makes more suds, ounce for ounce, than any strong granulated soap. And Duds suds stand up till the last dish is done. There's no need to keep adding more soap to finish the dishes.
And if anyone wants a soap that's fast on greasy pans, the new Duds is it all right.
Ah, so you're a booster for that famous Duds cleanup action, eh? Duds destroys tough grease in less than half a minute. You don't have to do any hard scouring.
Well, that's another thing that convinced me Duds is the right soap in my dishpan.
And here's something else that's right about Duds for dishes. It's extra kind to hands. You know, Duds is made richer, made finer than those strong soaps.
What I know is that changing to Duds from those soaps can mean softer, lovelier hands.
Yes, can actually improve the looks of hands. So come on, all you ladies, start dozing your dishes. Get the new Duds today in the same famous red box. It's fast on pans, gentle to hands. Duds does everything. Now the new Duds invites you to listen to Road of Life. Maggie Lowell has not the slightest inkling that Frank Dana, in an odd, impulsive gesture, has arranged for her husband to receive $50,000 when she marries. But old Mrs. Lowell has found out by snooping through Carson McVicker's office and has proposed to Peter Yates that he marry Maggie and divide the secret gift with her, leaving Maggie out in the cold. Peter has no intention of committing himself to the old lady's proposition until he has had time to check with May Stevenson,
Carson's secretary. But Peter is a young man who can go far on hope.
And he's in a cheerful mood now as he returns to his fox farm,
walks up the path,
and opens the door of his house.
May.
Hello, Peter.
Well, this is quite a surprise. I didn't see your car outside.
Parked it behind the barn, out of sight.
Oh, sure.
The way it always is with us, out of sight.
Oh, May, don't be like that. I
don't like it any more than you do.
I wish I could be sure of that.
Well, you can, kid, you can.
Of course, it's easier for you living way out here all by yourself. You don't have a family on your ears all the time asking you questions.
I know, kid, it's tough.
Where were you last night, May? Couldn't be out so late without a guy to see you home. Oh, they go at it over and over again until it drives me crazy.
Oh, now, take it easy, May. Take it easy.
I could only take you around just once and let them see you.
No, that's out.
All right. But at least let me own up and say I've got a guy and who you are.
Look, May, we've been over this 100 times.
But you never give me a straight answer.
Okay, I'll give you one now. It wouldn't look good for you, baby. People would say I was fooling around with Carson's secretary.
But if we tell him we're going to get married...
How do we know we are?
How do I know the farm is ever going to show a profit?
Oh.
Look, I hate to put things that way, kid, but you forced me to it.
Peter.
I'm sorry, honey. But look, until I can see a little daylight ahead, things have got to stay as they are.
But suppose I don't stay as I am. Suppose I get tired sneaking out night after night. Only lately it hasn't been night after night.
Oh, so that's what's eating you.
I knew you had a chip on your shoulder as soon as I came in.
And you ought to have known why, too.
Well, I didn't, not then, but I do now. Oh, baby, do I know.
Oh, Peter, let's not quarrel.
This is a swell time to be bringing that up.
Look, you'd only have little consideration for me. Why didn't you phone?
Because.
I know you're busy sometimes and can't see me, but if you just pick up the phone and let me know that you... Peter, it's been 3 days. I just couldn't stand it. I had to come out.
Okay, honey. So it's been 3 days.
Look, we're together now. We ought to be making the most of it instead of all this yakety-yak.
All right.
Talk about consideration. You might have a little for me. I put in a hard day, too. I had to get the feed for the whole week.
What kept you so late?
Huh?
You're usually back by 6. Look at the time now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had some calls to make. Business calls.
Business calls at that time? You were humming when you came back.
Well, what's so funny about that?
Peter, is there someone else?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
No, tell me.
You're crazy.
Well, there better not be, ever. Because that's one thing I won't stand for.
Yeah?
If you ever try to go behind my back, I'll...
You what?
I'll bring everything that's between us into the open, whether you want it or not. I'll make a scandal that you'll never live down.
Hey, that's quite a flare-up for a little girl.
I'll do it, too.
Sure, honey, sure.
But you'll never have. Call, there's only one girl for me.
If I could only believe that.
Come here. Does that help?
Peter.
That's it. Peter.
These guys.
Oh, we're like this. I can't understand how we can ever be mean to each other.
Sure. No reason. We just got off on the wrong foot. Look, let's talk about something cheerful for a change, huh?
Okay.
That reminds me, I've got a TL for you. Got it in town today.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. From an old dame called Mrs. Lowell. I
ran into her in the dry goods store, and she heard someone say that I was a friend of Carson's, and she came up talking a mile a minute.
Mm-hmm. She is a talker. I remember when she was up at Document Vicker's office the other day.
Yeah, she was telling me about that.
And that's where the TL comes in. She said you were so nice.
You told her about me?
No, I didn't have to. I mean, she was talking so much, I couldn't get a word in edgeways.
Oh.
But I guess she was just handing me a line of stuff.
She said something about going into Carson's office to look at papers or something, which sounded pretty phony.
Oh, dear.
Hmm?
I hope she didn't see those papers.
What papers?
They were lying on Dr. McVicker's desk. She'd been working over them with a lawyer all morning.
What were they all about?
Oh, I don't know, except it was very confidential. Something about a deed or a gift or something.
Oh, you turned the old lady loose with all that stuff lying around?
Well, I didn't mean to. She shouldn't have gone in there in the first place, but when I tried to get her out, there was a call, and I had to leave, and... Oh, gosh.
Hmm?
Do you think she really saw anything? Did she say anything to you about...
Oh, no, of course not.
If she did, and Dr. McVicker finds out...
Oh, stop worrying, kid.
But it's important. I should never have...
I can think of things a lot more important.
But you
like
don't...
this. Yeah. Now, what do you say? So, Peter checks on Mrs. Lowell's story and thinks of Maggie with a new gleam of eagerness in his eye. While off at Randolph Lake,
another man is also thinking of Maggie. For Jim Brent has arrived at his fishing shack
to clarify the struggle within him.
Early morning now, and as Jim prepares to go fishing...
Who the deuce? Well, Joe Fuller.
Hiya, Jim.
Why, you old rascal. Come inside.
Hey, how'd you know I was here?
Yeah, it wasn't hard, Jim. I saw the smoke from your chimney. It looked like friendly smoke, so it
came over. A friendly smoke? Sure. Wood smoke's like that.
Comes out of some houses black and ugly. Some houses it's
friendly. Haven't you ever noticed that, Jim?
No, but I will from now on.
Well, how's everything been with you, old-timer?
Huh? Oh, can't complain. Did some trapping during the winter. Muskrat, mostly. Enough to get by on. Now, in the summer, of course, there's fishing.
I take the city folks out in the boats.
Well, you haven't exactly been rolling in luxury. Well, I never asked for much, Jim. No,
that's true.
Well, it's been a long time, Joe.
Yeah.
Months since I've been up here. Almost a year, I guess.
Yep.
You heard what happened to Carol?
Yeah. Kind of looked to see you come up around then.
Why?
Well, you and her, you were pretty close to this place, weren't you?
Yes, that's what I thought.
Might have been healthier, Jim.
Healthier?
Oh, get it over all at once. No use ridding the house of ghosts if you leave them lay in the attic.
Joe, I don't know that I'm following you.
Eh, maybe not. Gonna do some fishing?
Yes.
Well, let's have a look at your fly.
Sure.
They're biting peculiar this season. Never seen anything like it.
Here.
It's kind of tangled. Yeah, this darn leader needs straightening out. Yeah, pass over that thing to hold it down.
What thing?
That bric-a-brac, that china cap, whatever it is.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that'll come along. You better put it down, Jim.
What?
That china cat, your hand shaking. You'll drop and bust it to pieces.
Oh, yeah.
The china cat belonged to Carol.
Yeah. You know, Jim, I was in a couple of times during the winter cleaning this place up.
Well, thanks, Joe. You shouldn't have. There was no call to do that.
I like doing things for friends. Sure don't look like it now, though.
What?
His place. Don't look like he's been touched in a month or Sunday.
Well, I just came up last night. I haven't had time.
Sure. Yeah, it's too bad you didn't bring someone up with you.
Hmm?
A woman that would have picked it spick and span in no time. That is, Jim, if you got a woman picked out.
Look, Joe, you're an old friend of mine. I don't want to say this.
Now, you want me to keep my nose out of your business, huh? All right, Jim. We won't say anything more about it now. But I got a feeling we're going to come back to it. Because you're fighting a battle, Jim. A lonely battle. And maybe an old man can be of some help.
Wise old Joe Fuller can see right off the fight that's going on inside Jim's heart. But he, of course, has no way of knowing how important the outcome will be. Now, here's a story about a lady who actually changed her mind about does. You see, she'd always been a loyal dozer, and then recently she heard me say,
"Now there's a great new does, finest ever was."
Does just can't be more terrific. It already does everything in my wash, tuff pieces, white pieces, even my nice print house dresses.
But she tried the new does anyway and discovered,
"Why, it's just like that man on the radio said.
The new does means greater whiteness for towels and linens.
They're the whitest white I've ever hung in my Dove's line before.
The new Dove's means amazing cleaning power.
Look, those work clothes are so clean, they simply gleam.
Yes, Dove's is still safest for the pretty colors you wash. Safest of all the leading wash day package soaps. And now this new Dove's gives those prints and stripes new pep, new beauty.
Gosh, I must admit, this new Dove's is really something.
So come on, everybody, get to know the new Dove's. From the roughest and toughest to the whitest and brightest, does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another absorbing episode on Road of Life, brought to you by the new Does.
Put new Does in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.